their places were taken by a delegation from the principal churches of the town, headed by the president of the local theological seminary. "Mr. Mayor," this gentleman said, "we believe that further scientific inquiry into the nature of this object will prove fruitless. It belongs not to man, but to God. What we witness is a veritable and unquestioned miracle. No material description of this block is possible, since it is not material, but spiritual. God, in his wisdom, has chosen to send us a reminder made manifest that though men can tinker with the building blocks of nature, they cannot explain them." By now it was past noon, and John Thomas suddenly realized that he was hungry. Not only that, but most of the discussions he had been hearing were totally without meaning for him. He recognized a word here and there, but that was all. It is true that the general feeling of excitement and wonder had communicated itself to him, and he had enjoyed being the center, directly and indirectly, of so much attention. But at last he was bored and wanted his lunch. His mother took him into the house and made him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and gave him a glass of milk. While he was eating, he said to her, "Mother, do you like having that funny block in our backyard and all those queer people?" "No," she said, "I don't. I'll never get any work done, and all that talk makes my head swim. I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but I do know that your father will want to stay around to superintend things, and the people he works for won't like that. I wish that block would take itself off to whatever place it came from." "So do I," John Thomas said. "I'm tired of it." At that precise moment there was a shout from the yard. "It's gone! The block has gone!"